This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in line here in just a moment where you can join us. The Us in Studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we're going to start off, and I know it's sort of been, you know, like the thing to talk about over the last week, and that would be the situation down in Texas and now Louisiana, where Hurricane Harvey, after devastating Houston, went back out to the Gulf for just a little bit and then came back onto the land in Louisiana. And a lot of stuff is being flooded. And Chris, you've got an article about flood insurance. And, you know, it's really kind of a boondoggle. And I remember many years ago, probably a decade ago, might have been a little longer, might have been, you know, not quite that long, when, who's the guy with the mustache?
John Stossel.
Hitler?
Yep. Yeah.
John
Stossel did the expose on flood insurance and how it sort of incentivizes people to live in areas prone to flooding.
It absolutely does, and we see that. I mean, most of the growth in our country, population-wise, has been in urban areas that are close to seaboards. Because
who doesn't want to be close to the ocean?
Right. It is is like the place you would want to live would be to have all the conveniences of the world, and guess what? I live at the beach. So, yeah, there's something to be desired there, but what happens is when you have a program that you, the taxpayers, pay for, that subsidizes these homes, should something happen to them, like, oh, I don't know, let's say a hurricane or a tropical storm, and, you know, half of Cape Hatteras gets washed off the map, or half of Florida gets wiped out, you know, tons of really, really expensive houses, well, the taxpayers end up paying for it.
Right. So you've got a story from Fox Business about this flood insurance problem. Apparently, they're about to run out of money or something?
Well, that's part of it. I've got a couple stories on it, but we'll start off with the Fox Business story. And it just basically says government flood insurance on the brink after Harvey, former FEMA director, says. And that's not a new story because the federal flood insurance program has been on the brink for several years. So this is by Julie Limitone. As Harvey begins to wind down, 30,000 to 40,000 homes in the Houston region have been demolished by record rainfall and devastating flooding, according to Harris County officials, who estimate damage has surpassed $20 billion so far.
I saw an estimate earlier today that put it between $50 to $75 billion.
Yeah.
And,
you know, what was that number?
Like between $50 billion to $75
billion, yeah,
with a B. And to sort of, you know, put into scope how much rain they've had. Because I know I've heard people throw out numbers, but we're talking about like an average year's worth of rain for some of these areas in the span of less than a week.
Right.
And that's a lot of rain. What was the number you had told me earlier? Your friend, you've got a friend that lives down in that area. They got like 49 inches of rain.
And that was like as of Monday since Thursday or something like that.
I heard there was another hurricane that's like a Category 2 or something now flowing around down there.
Could be.
The shore.
They do that. Some years it's slower and some it's a little busier. And, you know, the fact that we're now into, you know, almost into September and we haven't had a real major landfall hurricane, that's kind of good.
When was the last time you remember, like, one up in this general area?
Well, I mean, for that general area, they had something in 2009. I can't remember the name of it. And, of course, we had Katrina in 2005.
Right. And this was the strongest hurricane to make landfall in the U.S. since 2005.
Since Katrina.
Houston and, you know, like that area had not had a hurricane of, you know, like this magnitude in like 50 something years.
Yeah.
Since like 1961, I think it was.
Yeah. Yeah. It goes back a long ways. The story continues. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, says 80% of homeowners in Houston are without flood insurance, and the program has $5.8 billion left in borrowing funds. For the uninsured, this means funding will have to come straight from the federal government, according to former FEMA Director Joe Albaugh, who appeared on Fox Business on Thursday. Quote, the flood insurance program has been underfunded for years, and it's about to crash as a result of this, unquote.
All right, so hold on. I've got a question here. And, you know, this might be something you don't have the answer to, but running numbers in my head here, 80% of the homeowners in the area did not have flood insurance. And then the article says that that means the funding will come straight from the federal government. Why will the federal government just be handing out money to people that did not have flood insurance?
Because that's what the federal government does in these examples. So some will say this is one of those things that government is good about. When an area is struck with disaster, when people's lives are pretty much wiped out, then the federal government will come in and provide. They will pay for rebuilding. They will pay to all these projects that are kind of, I mean, you're talking about water and sewer systems that are going to have to be rebuilt. Those are expensive. Road work that's going to need to be done. These are all going to be provided for through federal government grants. So, you know, you're going to have a couple days here while everybody sort of settles, and then one of the first activities that's going to start occurring is federal grant writing. People in these areas starting to write the justifications for why they need federal money to flow to them.
And now, one thing that's sort of interesting about this entire thing is that regular homeowner insurance does not cover flooding, is my understanding.
Well, it really doesn't anymore. And that was not always the case. Homeowners insurance used to cover some flooding. So, and I'm going to really insult my own credibility here, and I'm going to quote a little bit from Wikipedia because I tried to get a little bit more background on the history of the flood insurance program. And according to the article I was reading, before 1950, most homeowners' insurance plans did have coverage for flooding. But as homes began to be built bigger and more opulent, it became very cost prohibitive. So, you know, if you wanted to build on the beach, well, that was going to cost a whole lot of money for you to insure that through your insurance company.
And your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, Heather, you used to actually sell insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever do any homeowners insurance stuff? Do you know anything about this?
I did. I know that in Massachusetts, where I was on the Cape, I mean, pretty much everybody's in a flood zone. Like, you might as well be.
Right.
I mean, I think it was nowhere on the Cape. You're a mile from a beach.
Right.
You know, so I never actually did much, even though I worked with the homeowners insurance. I never wrote any homeowners policies,
mm-hmm.
but I'm pretty sure there was only like a handful of companies that would insure just over the bridge. The majority of the Cape, I think, had to go through the government.
Yeah.
Let's continue with this article.
As far as flood insurance.
Yeah. And we'll talk a little bit more about the history because this is kind of good. In the 1960s, it says that flood insurance became unprofitable because the cost of homes was going up. And so private companies just began to not offer flood insurance any longer. At that point, and it ended up being the National Flood Insurance Act of 1968, was when we got this federal insurance program. So, again, going back to, you know, we were talking a little bit before about John Stossel's special a few years back about flood insurance and how he had a home that was either, was it in Florida or in North Carolina?
I think it was on the Gulf. Might not have been Florida. It could have been, you know, like the Alabama and Mississippi both have a little bit of Gulf.
But here's the catch. If your house gets wiped out and federal flood insurance covers it and rebuilds it, well, you can just stay right there and you can wait for the next one to wipe it out again.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur. The vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dynavite on the radio for years.
PD stopped eating. All of his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
DINOVITE.com. 859-428-1000.
And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dynavite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dynavite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dynavite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterone, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back into the discussion here about the federal government's flood insurance program that, surprise, surprise, as with a bunch of federal government things, they're almost bankrupt. But something that's not bankrupt is Bitcoin. And now you can mine Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com. And you can forget about the cost, the constant equipment upgrades, and the maintenance. You can, you know, mine Bitcoin the same way that Ian and Mark do by going to pool.bitcoin.com. And you're basically, you know, chipping in on someone else's equipment. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website is easy to use, and you can even calculate what you might make right on that website, pool.bitcoin.com. Not just that, but you also help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. You're not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com, you're doing activism while you sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com.
Yeah, I have a random question.
Go ahead.
Who actually created the first Bitcoin? Who's
Satoshi Nakamoto, who is an anonymous person that nobody knows who exactly he or she is.
So I read an article saying that the NSA knows. Did you hear this? See this headline?
I have not seen that headline, but I've seen, you know, over the last 5 years or so, I've seen a bunch of different.
So
we know who this is, and then it's just some random guy that gets harassed.
Yeah, or a guy named Satoshi Nakamoto. In the case in California.
The one guy, it wasn't even Satoshi, it was Dorian Nakamoto.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that's happened, and then people that I'm friends with on Facebook have been accused of being Satoshi Nakamoto. This article basically said that the NSA, that this reporter, I think with Wired, I'll dig up the story, but it was kind of interesting that they're just like, yeah, we absolutely, absolutely know who it is.
And it's not a mystery
to us, and we don't care, so. But either way, so let's talk about flood insurance. Anyway,
yes,
because that really matters.
The identity of or the identities of Satoshi Nakamoto really doesn't matter.
But it's intriguing.
I get it. Especially with the price of it now. You know what I mean? It's like, wow, man, who's to thank for all that?
And do they still have his address, his wallet address? I'll have to dig that one up. I was looking at the
entire blockchain is, you know, viewable. So if you go back and you look at the very first block to be mined,
known as the Genesis block.
Correct. You will see it's the first. You will see that, you know, first wallet that received Bitcoin. There has never been a transaction going outbound from that wallet.
Right.
And, you know, one thing that I think really separates Bitcoin from all of the other cryptocurrencies, or rather, I should say, a lot of the other cryptocurrencies, is with Bitcoin, it's not sort of a cult of personality thing. There are some of the other cryptos to where, you know, it's kind of, here's the guy that created it, and everybody's just, you know, like hanging on his every word. And there was one of the cryptos, I think it was last year, where there was a report that the guy had died, and then, you know, just like everybody sold off the crypto and the price just plummeted.
Right.
And then, oh wait, no, he's alive, that was a hoax, and then the price jumped back up. So, you know, with Bitcoin, it really doesn't matter, and I think it's actually better that we don't know who the creator was.
It is kind of cool.
Because then it prevents Bitcoin from being that cult of personality thing.
Right.
So let's get back into this FEMA flood insurance.
We'll talk flood insurance, but I will say this: Bitcoin has created its own mass of cults of personality. They're everywhere you turn. So back to flood insurance. And we were talking about a quote from... let me find
FEMA Director Joe Albach,
Right, who basically says that it's been underfunded for years and it's about to crash as a result.
It being the Federal Flood Insurance Program.
Yep.
That is basically the only flood insurance that you can get.
That's it. And it's about to crash as a result of all the claims that are likely to come in from Harvey. So, in Albaugh's opinion, the flood insurance program should not be under the jurisdiction of the federal government, and I'll go on the record and say, I agree. Quote, it's akin to Obamacare. The government comes in, takes over. In order to make it somewhat sustainable, they have to raise the premiums, and we can't continue doing this. It needs to be in the private sector, he said.
Now, one thing that I think is kind of different, and I'm in no way defending either the Federal Flood Insurance Program or Obamacare, officially called the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act, I don't think, and of course I wasn't alive in 1968, and Chris, I don't think you were either, or if you were, you were like one.
Of course I was, Daryl.
But I seriously doubt that when they were passing this federal flood program that they said, if you like your flood insurance provider, you can keep it.
No, the issue then was providers weren't providing it. That insurance companies just said, this is a losing situation. If you build your house on the beach in South Florida where they get hit every couple years by hurricanes, I'm sorry, we're not going to insure that house for flooding. We will continue to insure it against wind damage because that's not nearly as catastrophic, right?
Right.
And that's relatively affordable, and they could justify doing that. But flood, it couldn't be justified. So by bringing in this federal program, we have encouraged people, and my friends at home, you are subsidizing those wealthy people that have those lovely houses out there on the beach. You are paying for them time and time again. Every time one of them gets wiped out, and even if they never get wiped out, you are subsidizing the cost of their insurance through this program.
Let me play devil's advocate here for a moment and ask, well, what about the person that lives in Houston? Houston, not on the Gulf.
No.
There's like some kind of bay or inlet sort of thing. I forget the exact term.
That's correct.
But there is some kind of body of water, but it's not exactly the Gulf. It's not exactly the coast. And again, they've not had one of these really bad hurricanes in 50 years, so this is not like a regular occurrence there. Should those people be subsidized, or should there actually be like a free market determined rate on what their flood insurance is?
I think they should have to go to the free market for flood insurance, and to put that in perspective, because it's not like right on Galveston Bay. It's not right on the Gulf. It's got an altitude of 80 feet. So you also have a river that comes up through up through Houston. So as a storm surge comes in, that changes the lay of the land completely. The point is if you live in high-risk areas, expect to pay higher premiums. Unless, of course, Uncle Sam steps in and makes it all better for you.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we've been discussing federal flood insurance and the fact that that program that's been around since the 1960s is, surprise, surprise, almost bankrupt. Now, I'm curious why they didn't do for flood insurance what they did with or claimed that they were going to do with Social Security, and that is put it inside of a lockbox.
A lockbox.
Do you remember that back in like the late 90s, 2000 presidential election?
Vice President Al Gore.
Al Gore. We're going to put it in a lockbox.
Oh, God.
But say life is like a box of chocolates, Daryl.
Right. So it was. Al Gore, so during the 2000 presidential election, he started sounding like Forrest Gump.
He was channeling Forrest Gump.
Like, can you say it for me real quick, Daryl?
Life is like a box of chocolates.
Lockbox.
Yeah, it was completely
Social Security
absurd.
Is a lockbox of chocolates that somebody already ate all of the chocolates out of.
All right, so to your question, the answer of why don't they have a lockbox? Because the federal government has determined that whatever amount of money in there is enough, because the federal government realizes that if it runs out of money,
then they'll just take it from somewhere else. And or that's what they do. Or print the money, more money or just tax
call, you. Call up Janet Yellen and say, hey, roll off another $1 trillion for us.
We got a hurricane to take care of.
QE, which number of quantitative easing are we on now? Like 704?
Allegedly, now we're starting to move things off of the balance sheet. That's how Yellen talks about reducing the amount of outstanding monies. They're moving things off the Fed's balance sheet now.
So does that mean that they're selling off assets or they're just moving it off of the balance sheets?
They're basically moving...
Because those are two different things.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're not keeping records anymore.
But if you're the chairman of the Fed, you can't say anything that's like likely to panic anyone, God forbid. So we're moving things off of the balance sheet just basically means that in some cases they're turning some of that debt back over to sit on the government as opposed to sit on the Federal Reserve.
You know, it's kind of like in Venezuela, and we've discussed Venezuela a good bit, not going to get deeply into that, but about a year and a half ago, the Venezuelan central government just stopped calculating inflation.
Right.
They're not saying, oh, yeah, inflation is zero. They just stopped calculating inflation.
Yeah.
So, it could be a similar sort of thing there with Janet Yellen. Let's go to the phones again, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Joe calling in from Chattanooga. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Good evening, Daryl, Chris, Heather. I was just calling with an update about one Christopher Cantwell. As I'm sure all of you are aware, he was arrested for the pepper spray charge.
Can you speak up just a little bit, Joe?
Yeah, a little soft.
Yeah, is that any better?
Yep. Perfect.
Yeah, go ahead.
And yes, we are aware of him.
I'm sure you all are all aware, he was arrested last week and charged in connection with the pepper spray incident down in Charlottesville.
Yep.
He had his bail hearing today. And he was actually offered a $25,000 bail. He's the $2,500 bond. Seemed like Chris was going to get out. Unfortunately, at 3 p.m., the prosecutor appealed the decision based on quotes from the Vice documentary, an obviously edited documentary. And as of about 45 minutes ago, he has been denied bail altogether.
Wow. So was the grounds, what, likelihood to commit acts of violence if he was released, or?
At this point, I can't find any information other than the fact that they played the tapes from the Vice documentary in the courtroom about whether or not the actions of the man in the car were justified. And I really can't see anything other than this man being a political prisoner at this point. The prosecutor in that county, a guy by the name of Robert Tracy, is actually putting out information on his personal Facebook page in connection with the Heather Heyer case. Now, how that's not grounds for this man to recuse himself is just beyond me. But I was hoping to get your all's thoughts. I mean, I know that I know people up in New Hampshire and everywhere, for that matter, have strong feelings about Cantwell. But as libertarians, I would hope that you would be able to step back and kind of look at things, I don't know, with a little less statist view.
Yeah, I know where you're going with this, and I'm only speaking for myself here and nobody else and anything like anything. I find the things that Chris Cantwell says repugnant. They offend me to my core. I don't believe any of the crap that comes out of his mouth. It's disheartening to me because I knew him when he wasn't quite that person. So there's not really a good thing I could come up with saying to say anything positive about Chris at this point in his life.
How did you find this out?
Hold on, let me finish.
Oh, sorry.
He absolutely has the right to freedom of speech. He absolutely has the right to the same bail should be applied to everyone. It looked to me like a lot of people in the alt-right also got maced. What I'm not reading about in the news is all the trials that are going on against the folks with Antifa or Black Lives Matter who were down there, or Charleston or Charlottesville residents or whoever it was that maced these people. So I think it's just wrong. Personally, I have a problem with money bail anyway. but that's just me.
Did they say, like did they play the whole Vice documentary, or what exactly was it that the prosecutor played in order to swing the appeal?
My understanding is it was a quote that was taken, of course, out of context. I'll clean it up for radio. We'll effing kill these people if we have to, he told reporter L. Reed in that interview. When she asked him about the next alt-right rally, he said, it's going to be really tough to top, but we're up to the challenge. I think a lot more people are going to die before we're done, frankly.
Yeah,
that was the quote that was given in the courtroom.
Those are all incendiary quotes, and that's what Chris has been spewing.
And you said, Joe, that you know that quote was taken out of context. I don't know what context that quote could be in where it doesn't sound like he's trying to be violent.
It's no different than the guys in the military going over to Iraq or Afghanistan saying we're going to F and, you know, if we go over there and we're, you know, attacked or whatever. I mean, I don't agree with anything Chris Cantwell says as far as the racism and bigotry, but I think, like, it's pretty obvious that the majority of the people down in Charlottesville, I mean, they applied for a permit, for crying out loud, to have their little gathering. They were doing everything by the book. As much as you don't like the actual words that were coming out of their mouth, like they did it all legally, you know what I mean?
Right.
They applied
for
the permit
with
the town.
Hitting people over the head with tiki torches and pepper spraying people is not allowed with a permit.
I think all violence
right.
is wrong, and so there's violence on both sides, though. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of like, okay, if someone's going to have a birthday party and you don't like the kid that's having the birthday party, you show up at his birthday party and, you know, you guys go toe-to-toe. It's like, is anybody really the winner? Is anybody really right or righteous? You know what I mean? Can you really give anybody, is anyone to blame? And is this necessarily like, I mean, it's kind of like it's a fight, right? It's people throwing jabs at the right and at the left, and both are hating each other the more a jab gets thrown, and it's just a back and forth cycle.
And it was basically, to me, two groups of statists fighting each other. I mean, both of them see the government as a solution, so.
Yeah, you know, it is kind of ironic, right? They both have these issues, but neither one of them are actually like changing society for the better. They're both making it worse. So, I mean, it's unfortunate, but I do think that the whole bail thing is a little messed up.
Go ahead, Joe.
I do have an answer to your question, Daryl, about how those words could possibly be put in a different context.
All right. Hold that thought. We'll bring you back. And your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on people saying violent things? Are those words taken out of context, or is there any good context for that? This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists, and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Simbi.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And how would you like to save 5, 10, 15, 20% or more on things that you were going to buy anyway? You can do that when you go to saveatpurse.com. Now, if you want these bigger savings, you also need to have an Amazon account. You put things in your Amazon wish list. You then import the wish list into that account that you've created at saveitpurse.com. Select your discount, and then you fund the account. You fund the account using Bitcoin or a few other cryptocurrencies using the Shapeshift integration. And then you wait. Sometimes it's a couple days. Sometimes it's just a couple of hours for somebody to say, yep, I will fulfill this order. You then get the items delivered to your doorstep. And then when they arrive, you go back to saveatpurse.com, click items delivered. And then the person that bought the items for you gets your Bitcoin. Saveatpurse.com. We go back to the phones. We've got Joe calling in from Chattanooga and asked a question about what we thought about Christopher Cantwell being denied bail. And there was a point that Joe wanted to make about some of the quotes that were, he says, taken out of context from Chris Cantwell that were used during the hearing to deny bail. And
well, he was granted bail, though, right? Originally.
Initially, granted. Right. So last week when he had his arraignment, there was no discussion of bail, apparently because at the time he did not have a lawyer. He did not realize that he had to request bail. He then requested a bail hearing. That hearing was this morning. He was initially given $25,000 bail. The prosecutor immediately appealed. There was a hearing later this afternoon, 3 o'clock. And then at that appeal hearing is that that's the hearing that Joe's talking about where the prosecutor used some quotes from Cantwell that, Joe, you're alleging were out of context, and I just wanted to give you time to respond to say how you thought these quotes could be in context to make it sound like Chris was not a violent person.
Well, first off, Daryl, you summed that up perfectly, and thank you for holding me over.
You're welcome.
It's really easy to explain how this is out of context. A lot of things can be said about Cantwell. He's done a lot of really stupid things. The biggest thing that he did that was a mistake was dealing with this L individual from Vice, aside from going down to the rally to begin with. He had a pretty good feeling that his words were going to be contorted, that he did a three-hour-long interview with this lady. I'm sure you're familiar. He has a podcast. I won't plug it on your show. But anybody who is interested can go to his podcast and download the episode from August the 14th. It is the complete three-hour interview where all of these quotes are put into context. Yes, Chris did say more people will probably die before it's all done. The context in that was is that they were not going to stand by and be assaulted, that they would defend themselves. He said on multiple occasions during that interview that he was not there for violence, that they initiated no violence, but they would protect themselves and his people if need be. All of that was cut out of the Vice documentary, and a documentary is being used as evidence in a court of law to deny a man who has said some very questionable things bail.
I mean, there was a senator from, I forget what state she was in, but she literally said somebody needs to assassinate the president. But this woman, my guess, is still walking around free while Chris Cantwell's...
Well, she was investigated by the
She was. I know she was asked to. She was asked to resign or something, right? Right. She was asked to step down. And, I mean, so I do think that, you know, people say all kinds of crazy stuff. Like, does Chris Cantwell really... Does he pose that much of a threat?
But well, again, well, he's not in jail for things that he said. The charges are illegal use of tear gas
right.
and malicious bodily injury.
Right. So on that, you know, again, I don't think there ever should have been the confrontation down there that occurred anyway, because, like I said, I believe in freedom of speech, even if it's horrendous speech, even if it's speech that makes my stomach churn, people still have a right to say it, and I have a right not to listen to it. That's fine.
Right.
When
you have two groups that came together just basically to get in each other's face.
Both sides appeared to be looking for a fight, and they found one.
It was like Mayweather and McGregor, but...
But my question regarding the charges is like I said, I thought I saw watching videos, and it wasn't just a Vice video or that, but it looked like both sides were using tear gas, both sides were spraying.
Right, mm-hmm. And my guess is that, you know, much like the pumpkin riots, and Joe, thank you for the call, much like the pumpkin riots that happened here in Keene a couple of years ago.
Question.
Well, we've got another caller, so I don't want to spend too much time on this before getting to the next call. But, you know, the pumpkin riots that happened here in Keene, New Hampshire a couple years ago, it took several months of investigating the video to try to identify people.
When you've got somebody
that's featured in a documentary and then featured in a video of, you know, pepper spraying and hitting someone in the back of the head, it's pretty easy to identify that person.
Fairly clear.
What was that? Maybe you can refresh my memory. What was he saying about some conflict of interest?
Something about the prosecutor said something, but prosecutors work for the police department in a lot of cases. The judge works for the state government. The entire, you know, criminal justice system that we have is a huge, giant conflict of interest.
Right.
So, you know, the fact that this prosecutor said something.
Though, Daryl? Like, as far as, do you think they're right in denying Cantwell bail?
I've not read the judge's ruling, so I'm not going to make a decision, but I could see an argument, and I'm not necessarily, you know, saying this was what was said by either the judge or the prosecutor, because, again, I've not read the judge's decision, but I could see an argument of he's a potential flight risk because he doesn't live around Virginia. He lives completely out of state. He's facing up to, like, 10 years in jail.
Yeah,
he turned himself in, though. He turned himself in.
Yeah, and I'm still opposed to the whole idea of cash bail. So he lives in a different state. So the local cops pick him up and ship him back down. I mean, this happens all the time. So, again, I don't want to defend anything Chris says by any stretch, but I don't think that it's right that we basically hold people hostage for cash. deny them their freedom, and before they've had a trial on what they're actually charged for, they can spend months in jail.
Right.
I don't agree with that.
Let's go to Skype, where we've got Stefan calling in from Ohio. Stefan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I'd like to talk about something that I like to call Ron Paul syndrome.
Okay, you're going to have to define that because I have no clue what it is.
Basically, in 2012 and even 2008, you'll notice a lot of the media ignored Ron Paul as a candidate.
Yep.
And almost never mentioned him.
He wasn't the only candidate that wound up being, you know, quote-unquote, ignored by the media.
But that said, there was definitely a bias against him. I'm sure you would agree with that.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. You could argue that there was a bias against a bunch of the candidates. There were 31 candidates on the Republican primary ballot in New Hampshire, and only 15 of them ever wound up in one of the, you know, big boy debates that aired on, you know, quote unquote mainstream media. So there were a bunch of people that got ignored. So
okay,
why are you calling it the Ron Paul syndrome?
But I'm going to go on the record and say I know what you're talking about, Stephanie.
Yeah, I do too.
Go ahead.
Well, It had come to my attention because today The Hill had put out an article. I'm sure you've heard of Claire McCaskill in Missouri, who is the Democratic senator.
Yes.
And this article had mentioned that she had no challengers yet, when in reality she already did have a challenger, Austin Peterson. Do you think that's very dishonest of them not to mention him?
Well, there are actually, I believe, at least two Republicans that have thrown their hat into the ring for the Republican nomination. There's at least three Libertarians that have thrown their hat into the ring, but there's nobody challenging her for the Democratic Party nomination. So, depending on how this article was worded, it could be a factual statement.
Where was this article from again?
The Hill. It said, this is the exact quote, McCaskill faces re-election, and while she doesn't have a GOP opponent yet, the two-term senator is one of only a few remaining statewide Democratic office holders in Missouri.
Technically, that is a correct statement because the Republican Party has not made their nominations yet. That happens next year during their primary. I'll hold you over and see where you're going with this. Your calls and thoughts welcome on the Ron Paul effect of media ignoring certain candidates or whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
When I get to about three quarters,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. And here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.